Mississippi with no Republican officials has 32 delegates up here.
Well, those guys, they're done, though. Those are, well, that's great, that's great. I hope the spirit is good, you got a mover.
Everything's up here.
And who all have you heard so far?
National Chairman Senator Dole started it off.
Yeah.
Dalton Rose, and we had Senator Bobby, Senator.
Good, good.
Thurman, Senator Bell today, Senator Brock, Don Rumsfeld.
They've all appeared?
Rumsfeld will be tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, these have all appeared so far. Rumsfeld tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Who else, anybody else?
Senator Brock will be tomorrow night, and the bank.
Brock.
We had Don Johnson be here this morning.
Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute, have you had anybody on revenue sharing or reorganization?
Senator Bell hit that very hard today, and Senator Thurman fired yesterday, very hard.
He did a very good job.
I know, that was good, but I think that I would like to have Ehrlichman go over with the chart that he used for the congressional breakfast. John Ehrlichman, head of the domestic council. You see, I had breakfast for all the Democrats and all of the opponents. There's breakfast in the Congress, thank God I can eat breakfast. But anyway, this, and you can all make notes on it, we'll give you the charts too. It's a fascinating thing. It shows you it's all the answers to the opponents of revenue sharing. This is revenue sharing. That's some voters love it before, you know. This is down our alley. But you gotta have the arguments why the Mills approach won't work, why this helps, which it does, the heartland of the states. It really does. But if he can give them that pitch, I think it would be great. And if anybody get reorganization and consolidation, a cabinet to interplay.
Not specifically, no, sir.
Well, ask John to get revenue sharing and the cabinet consolidation both if he could. Right, would you have room for a motion?
Yes, sir.
What would you think would be a good idea, Ron? What day of the week, what time would you, was it tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I would say that afternoon with you about,
Well, you work on this. We must have this. This is terribly important that you get this, not just the sales pitch, but you know why, you know. And he gives you all the arguments, why we have how much money, what states would do to get that, would suffer by the other programs and the rest. If you go back and really have this on this, so. Because you are, you know, you just don't want to hear the straight rhetoric. I mean, the didactic stuff. I think you've got to have the arguments.
That's right.
The arguments that we'll give you. And also, I want the best, I'll give you the best literature we've got. That, you know, that stuff that really sets it out in undue order. Now, let's see, what are we giving you today? Oh, yeah, we're going to give you tight ends if you'd like that. Some presidential tight ends. No, we're not sure. There's the White House in 1827, a British army.